the tack that people take with their ministries over the next few years are going to lead them into very different places. To change the image or the metaphor for a moment, we're at a fork in the road. And we are going to choose, we meaning church leaders, you and I, are going to choose over the next few years a path that will lead us either into greater missional effectiveness, or we're going to follow a course that will result in the marginalization of Christians as a viable player in our culture. Now, to tell you the truth, little needs to be done to arrive at the latter destination. Despite our burgeoning budgets and staffs, buildings, and programs of the last generation, the church really has little to show for our efforts in terms of real kingdom expansion. Our market penetration with the gospel in our culture clearly leaves a lot to be desired, doesn't it? Both in terms of quantity and quality. And because of that, sensing this, there are some Christians who have adopted a retreat mentality where the church becomes a refuge from the world. Now, that's exactly where the Pharisees were in Jesus' day. That was the call they made, religion as a refuge. And, of course, you and I both know where they wound up. And it terrifies me that that will be the choice of some Christians and some churches and some denominations. And, in fact, if that choice is made, we will wind up being marginalized and certainly insulated from the culture to the point that we will no longer be effective. Now, as opposed to viewing religion as a refuge, there are some Christians, and I want to be among them, and I think you do too, that want to adopt a missional perspective. That is, an approach to ministry that moves us out into the culture. Let's suppose that that's what we want to do, to lead the church into being effective, to see the world as a field that's ripe to harvest, as a waiting opportunity, rather than something to be avoided or something to be feared, like the Pharisees viewed it. You see, to recapture the spirit of the first century Christians is going to require a very intentional effort on the part of church leaders that will demand astute theological and cultural insight. It's to this end that I offer these thoughts for the listeners of Pastor's Update, and I'm assuming, and I bet rightfully so, that you want to make your life and ministry count for Christ's sake. I don't think you want to preside over the eclipse of Christian influence. You want to embrace a kingdom agenda that reflects God's heart for the world that He still seeks to save. So in this tape, I want to look at both theological and cultural components that can lead to a revitalization of your church's mission, the mission God has for your congregation. In the first part of the presentation, we're going to explore pivotal scriptural passages that capture the essence of what it means to be the people of God in the world today.